Greetings, this is Nigeria with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Jasmine Burke and Keith Robinson on the line with me. Both of these wonderful actor and actress are part of Saints and Sinners, one of the shows on Bounce TV. How did you find out about the show?
Go ahead, Jess.
Through my agent. My agent sent me the audition and the script, and I sent the tape in. And the next thing I know, I'm getting a call about I booked the role.
Wow. Good stuff. Keith?
I had known about it through the producers who I had worked with before in previous projects. So they told me about it, and we went from there.
What about the script made you say yes to the role?
Well, I mean, it was good writing. It's just, you know, actors, we always look for good material. The characters were well-developed. It was a unique premise. So I think all parties involved agreed to go through with it.
And your role as Miles, what was the attraction to accepting that role?
Well, he has layers. He's a conflicted guy, which makes that interesting to play as an actor, and the musical element, which was a plus as well.
Yes, yes. Jasmine?
Well, what attracted me to it was, like you said, the great writing and the opportunity to play a successful young woman of color who has flaws and would have a very interesting character arc to go through. And then also being a part of a first, Saints and Sinners is Bounce TV's first original drama. So I decided to be a part of something groundbreaking for a network.
Okay. The affair you two guys have is not uncommon to church folks, but what about your character as Christy may lend to that role happening? Is it the loneliness of a female, just being caught up with work because you are a professional? And likewise for Miles, your role in participating in the affair, was it being too caught up in church, having too much time away from your wife? Can you two just explain that?
Well, I think for Dr. Christy, the appeal for having an affair with Miles, who is married, was, I think, something that every human being can relate to, just wanting to be wanted. Everybody wants to be wanted. Everybody wants that feeling of there's somebody out there thinking of me. And I think Christy hadn't had that in a very long time in her life. And when Miles, you know, with Miles being around, he's not hard to look at. And so, you know, he's coming around and, you know, singing them songs and serenading her. She's like, oh, well, all right. Well, come on in. Let's go. And I think it was a deep need to want to feel wanted and have some companionship. And she just, She took it where she could get it at the moment.
Miles?
Yeah, same thing. I mean, I think Miles is just smitten with the attraction, and things weren't so good at home, so it was easy for him to stray. Mm-hmm. And, you know, plus he's being a typical dude who wants his cake and eat it too. So I think it was a combination of all those that kind of made him stray, try to do a balancing act.
Right.
So I'm not sure if it's working out or not, but he's short time.
Jasmine, you do a great job playing a pastor's daughter. How is it playing a pastor's daughter and trying to protect the family name?
Oh, it's very hard. It's very hard, especially when you come from the Johnson family and they're up to so many things.
Right.
It's like, wow, mom and dad, I mean, they kept a lot from Christy. So, yeah, she's finding out as everybody's finding out as well. And I think she knew more about what her dad maybe was doing behind the scenes, but the way her father presented it to her, it didn't come off as something so terrible. It just more seemed like a way to make money. But what her mother is up to is just way more surprising to her. So it's hard to balance that on top of everything else she has to balance in her own life.
Right.
And thank you for your compliment.
Yeah, you are doing a good job. Yeah.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to play the character.
So what's next for you, and what's next for you, Keith?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
I said, any other projects on the table for you guys?
Go ahead, Jeff.
My single, Hear What I Hear, is out on iTunes as we
speak. Oh, yeah. All right.
My video for the song is on Vevo right now, so people go and look it up, Hear What I Hear, and I'll provide some links here shortly. And just really looking forward to coming back for season two for Saints and Sinners and people tuning into the season finale this Sunday and hashtagging Saints and Sinners and continuing this awesome ride with us.
Keith?
Yeah, I have a single out as well called Love Somebody, which has been out for a few months. It's doing real well. The video was just shot this weekend, so that'll be out in a week or so. The Saints and Sinners soundtrack is out right now. I have a couple songs on. And then the new album, Love Episodic, will be out this summer. And then at the end of the summer, the Tupac biopic, Jops, comes out, which I'll play a role in. Then we gear up for season two of Saints and Sinners, it looks like.
Good.
You're on the lookout.
So what can we expect for this season finale?
You're going to find out who done it, finally. I think that's what everybody's been waiting on, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to let the cat out the bag and see who the cat was.
All right.
And yep. I promise you, people are going to be so shocked, I'm telling you.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. This Sunday, April 24th at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Bounce TV.
Yep.
Sunday.
Yeah. I know everyone's going to be tuning in. You guys are wonderful at what you do. I definitely appreciate all of your work. Jasmine, as a female producer and actor and writer, you're doing a wonderful job. Keith, you're doing a wonderful job. I love your music. I love your style, and I'm hoping that you do what you need to do. We need some of your R&B on the market right now.
Well, I'm trying my best to bring it. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Best of luck, and you guys be tuned in. And what's your social media tags?
Okay. My social media is at the Jasmine Burke. That's T-H-E Jasmine Burke. And also follow at Bounce TV as well. And hashtag Saints and Sinners.
Yes, hashtag Saints and Sinners.
It's Keith Sings. This is my first name, and Sings, S-I-N-G-S. That's everything. My Instagram, my website is KeithSings.com. Facebook, everything. So if you hit me on that handle, I'll hit you right back.
Listen, I welcome you to the family. Where key players speak, that's the tagline for UrbanBuzzMag.com, and you guys are truly real key players. And thank you for stopping by our venue.
Thank you
for having us. You have a blessed day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.